Now to the stoush between the federal government and tech companies over the government's plans to force communications companies to provide the private and encrypted messages of suspected criminals to police. The government is promising that privacy won't be compromised and that encryption services won't be weakened, but tech experts are warning otherwise. George Roberts has more.
The government's assuring you the encrypted messaging systems you use won't be weakened. The Cybersecurity Minister is Angus Taylor.
But despite that, with the right powers, with a warrant, and this is a crucial issue, with a warrant, law enforcement agencies need to be able to get about their work in this modern digital era, and these laws will enable them to do that without weakening the security of these devices and networks.
Or at least, he says, it won't force companies to weaken encryptions.
With a warrant, the Federal Police will be able to work alongside a messaging app or a telecommunications company to get access to that data. But there is an important caveat on this, and the important caveat is that we will not be asking, and the Federal Police will not have the power to ask, that technology service provider to weaken the security of their system.
Speaking from Toronto, Dr. Adam Molnar from Deakin University has concerns already.
There are risks when you attempt to introduce vulnerabilities into information communication infrastructure that on the one hand would facilitate law enforcement's access, but at the same time it would open up a vulnerability that could be exploited by malicious criminals, foreign states, and we're talking about crimes like espionage and identity fraud.
He says that law enforcement agencies already have the techniques and technologies to crack intercepted messages on people's phones.
Law enforcement have the ability to target endpoints, to target the devices themselves, the software that exists on the devices, and basically hack those endpoints as under a court order.
But he says without the government providing any details as to how it would work, there's no way of really knowing what it's proposing.
Well, at this point, it's hard to know what Angus Taylor is actually referring to, because on the one hand, he says that they're not forcing companies to implement backdoors. On the other, he's not willing to disclose any of the factual basis of how this will take place.
He says Russia attempted to block or access encrypted services and it didn't work. In the United States, social media giant Facebook is again under pressure to cough up more details about who it has allowed access to its users' data. The pressure began with the infamous Cambridge Analytica scandal, where access to more than 50 million Facebook users' data was sold to a company that claimed to use it to influence elections. Now Congress is demanding to know if companies linked to the Chinese government, like the tech company Huawei, have also been given access to user data. Meanwhile, Australia wants access to what some users are saying. Angus Taylor again.
If we're going to hold child sex offenders to account, terrorists to account, criminals, preempt terrorist activity, we need to be able to access that broader range of sources of data being transmitted and being stored.
That's Cybersecurity Minister Angus Taylor, ending that report by George Roberts.